We are listening to some music, and I don't exactly know what it is, so we go live to Joseph Lindsley. This is Ukrainian music? Explain. I'm digging the beat here.
It is indeed, Wendy. Hello from Lviv. This gives you a glimpse into the wild fierceness of the Ukrainian culture. On Saturday, I returned from the mountains back to the western city of Lviv, and deep within a forest in the city was a small gathering, several hundred people, with the modern drum and bass music, sort of electronic music, merged with the sounds of a traditional Ukrainian choir. And everyone in the choir was dressed in their traditional embroidered garments, the veshivanka. Many people in this gathering were also dressed in the traditional Ukrainian clothes, and we were all within this maybe like a 17th century wall of an old homestead in the forest. And so you felt deeply there the connections to Ukrainian history, and such an energy and a joy. And you know, always when I think if someone were to see the video of that, you know, you might, if you're in America, say, how could this be during the wartime? But it's especially so in the war. You know, in that gathering of people were volunteers, there were soldiers on leave, there are people who've been wounded, and they still have such vigor, hope, and energy. They're not moping around. And that particular song that we just heard, it's called Dai Bozhe, which means May God Grant. And so just imagine sort of this like mini electronic music fest with Ukrainian singers, people wearing traditional clothes, having food and drink, and singing with such passion and fierceness, May God Grant, and the idea meaning May God Grant victory and hope and life. And this comes during a weekend of a whole other level of intensity from Russia, especially on the capital, Kyiv, but there've been nationwide missile strikes as well. And as I was trying to, you know, preparing to speak with you all today, it's really hard to imagine what's happened in Kyiv, the capital, the past few days. And I was going through the numbers. I was sitting at a restaurant here for lunch, and the restaurant is called the Garden Republic. It just opened a few weeks ago, and it was a vision of a well-loved warrior from Lviv, Dmytro Paschuk. I've spoken about him before. He was killed fighting for Ukraine in Kherson by a Russian drone. And while he was fighting, he was still an entrepreneur and running restaurants in Lviv. And so his team opened this cafe just a couple weeks ago. And so I'm sitting there eating lunch and reading the news, and you have the photos of this fallen warrior on the wall, and you know, pleasant music playing, and in this beautiful cafe in medieval walls, high up overlooking a lovely green park in Lviv. And so we are surrounded by, you could say, contrast, but I think it's also the spirit of refusing to quit and to keep living. And that's what we've seen, Wendy, in Kyiv. You know, on Saturday morning, through the night, there was a drone attack, a massive drone attack on Kyiv. And then Sunday morning, once again, Sunday was the anniversary of the founding of the city of Kyiv, like 1,500 years ago. And it's a big holiday for the city. And that was the most intense attack on Kyiv yet. And you know, we've been hearing that phrase actually too often. You know, we heard that phrase several weeks ago. The Russians have been ratcheting up these attacks, and it's so hard. You know, from October of last year until January, there were attacks about once every 2 weeks on Kyiv, as the Russians tried to freeze the city in the winter. And now those attacks, Wendy, they're every day the past several days. And then once again on Sunday night, after this massive drone attack, and by the way, that massive attack in late Saturday, early Sunday, Ukrainian air defense did shoot down all the incoming drones, but the debris, you know, still falls in the city and causes casualties and fires and other problems. And then Sunday night, yet another massive attack, and a few hours later, 11:30 in the morning, highly unusual, Russians launched a daytime missile attack on Kyiv, on a city that had not slept the night before. They had to face a massive missile attack on the center of the city. And then it's not over, because then last night, for example, I had a text message at 3:18 in the morning. There are explosions in Kyiv almost every minute. And so they had another sleepless night there in the city. People who got used to life in war, to a city under threat, They would go about with their normal daily lives. They are now seeking shelter. People are sleeping under their beds. They are sleeping in hallways. There was a video of school children in the Podil district. Podil is a Riverside neighborhood in Kyiv, sort of the hipster neighborhood. It's been rarely attacked until the past several days. And there's this really harrowing video of, you can see the school kids running to shelter as you hear the strikes from the missiles falling on Kyiv in the daytime yesterday.
And is this on UkrainianFreedomNews.com? Is this where we can see some of this?
I will post this as soon as we stop speaking today. But it's been tough to keep up with the level of videos coming in. And I mean, just on Sunday night, there were 40 cruise missiles launched throughout Ukraine. 36 of these Iranian, they call them suicide drones because the Iranian manufacturer calls them Shahid, meaning martyr. These drones that just, you know, go in and destroy buildings. But the air defense has been working. And so, you know, the question is, what is Russia doing right now? And two possibilities. One, you know, not understanding the Ukrainian people, only being surrounded by Russians, a country that has tolerated tyranny and not living in freedom. It seems that they still think that they can frighten the people and break their will. But then the second and more technical thing, it clearly seems that the Russians are testing, trying to weaken and overwhelm Ukrainian air defense. Because every time, you know, every one of these success stories of stopping a missile or a drone, your Ukraine supply of air defense is reduced. And it's such a menacing thing, Wendy, because the drones in particular, they fly very slowly, but they fly very low to the ground. And they're able to cross through this vast country and get to the capital. One report says that the Ukrainians think the Russians are flying the drones over riverbeds to make them harder to detect. And so it's incredibly menacing. And you know that the enemy is looking for every possible way to keep these strikes up so they can get to the point where Ukrainians, they think, would no longer have the means to shoot down incoming missiles.
We have 30 seconds here. It's not fair to do this to you, but we're hearing reports that Russia now is accusing Ukraine of terrorist strike. What do you have to say about that?
Oh, yeah, we have some reports of drones this morning flying into Moscow. Could Ukrainian drones get that far? We don't know. But the question to keep in mind, you know, Russia seems to be panicking in some of their actions. Is the Kremlin gearing up for a mass mobilization? And in order to do that, they have, you know, Russia, there seems to be a lot of frustration in Russia with the course of the Kremlin's war. Are they trying to make it seem like Russia's attacked so it'll be easier to manipulate the Russian population? That's the question right now.
Well, resilience is the word we know about Ukraine and the people of Ukraine. Joseph, please stay safe, and we'll speak to you tomorrow.
Thank you, Wendy. Until tomorrow.
Absolutely. Joseph Lindsley, and you can check out his website, which is UkrainianFreedomNews.com. He'll be posting the video of that drone attack, which is just incredible.